Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, the impeccable Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Oh, I'm pecked.
You were in a rush to get in here today, weren't you? Yeah, well, what we do on the Drift every Saturday is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com. And if you're not going there, you should. It's
the news you need to know.
Perfect. See? 2 weeks back and we're into it, just like that.
Doesn't take long.
Okay, well, let's take care of a little business. Holiday Toy Drive, the Starry Night Holiday Toy Drive by La Casa, which is a great nonprofit up in the Brighton area, Brighton and Howell area. You can get 50% off one item, excluding furniture, if you donate a new unwrapped toy and hang a star on our giving tree up there. So 50% discount offer is valid until December 23rd. You can go to LaCasa, L-A-C-A-S-A, collection.org, or call 517-445-5050, 517-445-5050. That's the LaCasa Starry Night Holiday Toy Drive. I know we got tons of toy drives going on, but the more the merrier, right?
1600 for 1600.
Whams, yeah, Linda, and we just got done, I think.
It's still going on until 3 o'clock.
The yeah, so you got a nice
contribution to Walmart's and
so give. It's a season of giving, so get out and give. You can give more than
one. You can give more than once.
That's right.
Be charitable.
They're only toys, man.
That's right. Make kids happy and do the La Casa thing. That's
do the La Casa thing.
Yes.
Well, if you missed the Drift live here with Ed and I, you can always catch it on Spreaker, SoundCloud, YouTube, and always archived at TheDailyDrift.
Eventually.com.
Eventually. Yeah, I'm a little behind. I know. But you can get it at Spreaker. So there's no excuse.
Spreaker is no excuse.
It's on YouTube.
Yep.
We're the easiest people to find.
Facebook.
So. Yeah. Well, we got tons of things to talk about. And let's kind of start with Conyers, right? This week decided that he's out. He's not going to. He's out of here. And I'm kind of happy that Rick Snyder said, you know, we're going to leave the seat open until the regular election. That's saving us money, right? And let's face it, John Conyers' votes were all crap votes anyways, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was worthless as they come. And I'm sorry for the people in Detroit that you aren't being taken care of, but you haven't been taken care of in 52 years or whatever it was that he served.
The Dems are a minority right now. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's silly. Franken?
Oh.
Did you see the apology? The so-called apology?
Is he out or is he not out?
I don't believe he's going to get out. I believe he couched his answer in such a way that he's going to wait for more to be elected and then say, look at that guy. He's in. I get to stay in. Well, here's the difference, Mr. Franken.
Photographic evidence.
We got photographic evidence and a ton of evidence against you being a douchebag, whereas for Roy Moore, one lady came out and said she hadn't been attacked, and another lady admitted that she doctored the yearbook.
Yeah, I added that stuff. I mean, just took notes.
Yeah, you know.
And just remembered to say something about it weeks after the investigation started.
Yeah, so it's pretty. Now, Trent Franks, right, Republican out of Arizona, he resigns.
Yeah,
but he resigned immediately. So at least
he was pushed out by Paul Ryan. He was pushed out by Paul Ryan, yes.
Okay, but still inappropriate to be asking your staff to have your baby. And then one of the reports is that he was like, I want to do the job myself. I don't want to send you to
the
clinic.
Yeah, a lot of reports and, you know.
I don't know. But either way, yes, he did the right thing. He got out like that, right? No ifs, ands, or buts. No lollygagging about it. I'm going to get out because it's the right thing to do. Well, good. I can't believe
you. I think he got out because he got threatened with ethics committee and harassment by Ryan. And
when you offer somebody $5 million to have your baby, that sounds like a business transaction.
If he did.
I think the reports are pretty valid. But either way, the point is he didn't.
No screwing around.
No screwing around. I'm getting out. Yeah. Goodbye. I'm out. I was inappropriate. You can say he was inappropriate. Probably not the smartest thing to do with your staff. Mm-hmm. You want to go find someone to be a surrogate for you, go about it in a business way. Get a lawyer, find somebody, advertise, do whatever you got to do. You know what I mean? But asking your staff, it's a little
sketchy. First reports some reports, I can't even tell which first, some of them made it look like he was just asking them what they thought of it, not whether they should do it or not. So I'm not quite sure how much is doctored up or not.
You know, I would think if that were the case, he probably
obviously he wasn't close enough to his staff to be talking to them about situations like that, or they wouldn't have.
Bingo.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So he's out. Another liberal in California, I think, is resigning as well. Whatever his name is. Some dude out in California. I saw it just breaking on Twitter here a little while ago. So, but
dropping like flies, folks.
As they should. Come on, take you. That's why I'm not running for office, right? Too many skeletons. Gary was too inappropriate and politically non-correct in the past. You know,
but that was last week.
Yes. Yeah, I'm always inappropriate. That's just who I am, right? But the one that really struck me this week, and I had to put a couple tracks together, is bank fraud Bernie. Bernie Sanders, the creepy old dude who screwed over all his supporters by backing Hillary Clinton and doing whatever he did to get along, who drives that $250,000 sports car, who has three mansions, who wanted the private plane for his support of Hillary, the complete douchebag that he is.
Yeah.
Let's start with track one, Derek. You got that one right? This is one of the liberal MSNBC garbage stations interviewing Bernie about Franken resigning. Or not. All right, try it again.
We don't have to. Yeah, I could try to do a Sanders.
I love it when a plan comes together, right? One of these days, I'm going to have to get that software that you got and do these tracks the right way, because I know I put a lot of pressure on Derek when I just hand him the. You ready? Okay, let's go.
They do, and Senator Franken says, listen, that last allegation was absolutely not true. He has admitted to some, but he said the last one was not true. But I've talked to both Democrats and Republicans who say this. Senator Franken may likely step down today. Senator Moore possibly may be joining the Senate, and he has been accused of far worse than what Senator Franken is accused of. What is your take on that? How do you square that?
Well, let me take it a little step further. We have a president of the United States who acknowledged on a tape, widely seen all over this country, that he assaulted women. So I would hope that maybe the president of the United States might pay attention to what's going on and also think about resigning. But if your point is that it's not just Al Franken, you're absolutely right.
All right. So, Mr. Hypocrite Bernie Sanders, how about we go back 40-odd years to when you wrote your little thesis about women fantasizing about being gang raped, right? You're a dirtbag, Mr. Sanders. How about you resign? You know, there's nothing more hypocritical than someone who's calling the kettle black, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't get any worse than what Bernie Sanders said about women.
Yep.
And Donald Trump never said he assaulted anybody. He was just doing the locker room talk, showing off, whatever. You know what I mean? He wasn't admitting that he actually went and did that to anybody. So, Mr. Sanders, you're the one who wrote it down, talking about women and disparaging women. You know, that's, you know, same guy that honeymoons in Russia, right? Anyways.
Yeah. But I got an idea. Let's go behind the Iron Curtain. And it was behind the Iron Curtain.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it was. And so, but let's take another step back for Mr. Sanders, because while he's down, I'm going to kick him too. Derek, you got track two ready? This is for you, bank fraud Bernie.
Senator Bernie Sanders refused multiple times to answer questions from Fox News Senate producer Kara Rowland about the FBI investigation that has reportedly come to focus on Sanders' wife, Jane.
Where are you from?
Fox News. CBS is reporting on this. Politico is reporting on this. Do you still believe it's politically motivated, sir?
Well, I'm glad that you're interested in the fact that the Republican leadership is proposing legislation which would throw millions of people off of health insurance.
The case centers on Jane Sanders' tenure as president of Vermont's Burlington College from 2004 to 2011 and a loan application she filed in 2010 to help the school expand. Published reports allege Sanders claimed $2.6 million in pledges, but as the college spiraled into bankruptcy, Sanders reportedly raised less than $700,000, leading the Trump campaign chair in Vermont, Brady Tunsing, to ask federal prosecutors and banking regulators to investigate what he termed apparent federal bank fraud.
I have seen public records documents that show that an investigation has been started. Those records were with the Vermont Department of Education, where the U.S. prosecutors were asking the Department of Education to preserve records as part of their investigation.
Senator Sanders' campaign manager, Jeff Weaver, did not respond to Fox News' request for comment, but he told Politico the couple has hired Richard Cassidy, a well-regarded Vermont lawyer. And
well, so they lawyered up very quickly during the campaign over that. It was a little blast from the past for you, but I didn't have to reach back too far, right?
Nope.
Mr. Bank Fraud Bernie, if you haven't seen that hashtag, just stick it out there. Just when you do at Bernie Sanders, put Bank Fraud Bernie. Remind him that he's a complete hypocrite and a douchebag.
Speaking of bank fraud, you aware of what happened with the Consumer Finance Bureau? What the heck is that called? Consumer Finance.
CFPB?
Yeah, that one.
Yep.
Yeah, all the initials. Well, you heard about Mick Mulvaney,
is
Trump's
now,
guy,
yeah,
taking over from the Democrat that was leading it, that sued. Well, I've been reading some stuff about that, and that's creation of Dodd-Frank. And there's some people who are saying this agency is probably more powerful than the FBI as far as its political sway. And there's some indication that Liz Warren, you know, Pocahontas, was actually directing money from that agency to the Democratic Party. So I'm looking forward. There's things going on in the background. But Mick Mulvaney, thank you, takes that agency over and starts cleaning around in there. Let's see what he comes up with.
Yeah. I'm sure the dirt is as thick as anything in the FBI
and then
the
shut
IRS
it down.
And the DOJ right now. I'm hoping beyond hope that for 2018 this stuff just comes out. Because let's put an end to the Democratic Party in 2018, folks. And I got to say this to you right now. If you believe in an American First agenda, whether you like Donald Trump or not, he's brash, he's bold, he's rude, he's socially unacceptable, whatever you want to call it.
Successful.
He's successful at pushing the America First agenda. And if you're not an American First agenda person, get out of the country! Get out! You don't belong here. You go live
move
in some socialistic...
Move to Canada. It's not that
move
far.
Move to Canada. It doesn't cost
you
anything.
You.
They'll be happy to have you. Well, maybe not, because they like
They are stricter
diversity.
On immigration than we are.
Are they?
No, they yeah, very much go. Are.
Well... All I can say is this is – it's for all intents and purposes, 2018 election season is now in full swing. You see the Debbie Stabenow ads hitting the airwaves already. That needs to be countered, folks, and you can do that free of charge. Get your butt on Twitter and Facebook if you're not already and start hitting up Debbie Stabenow for all the bad things she's done. She has supported Obama. She has supported Hillary Clinton. She has done nothing. She did not help with this tax.
No, right? She opposed the tax break.
She wants you to pay more taxes. She doesn't want you to take care of your own family and your own money. She wants you to give the money to her.
You'll
That's
starve
what she
her
wants.
Poor, starving government, you know? She has to feed her poor, starving government.
She needs to feed her own salary,
yeah.
That giant salary of hers. Yeah, folks, you have to get out. Actively, please, actively campaign in 2018. You cannot take this for granted. You really can't. And it starts right now because we have like 11 months, right, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
11 months to get this done. We have to push through and get, in this case, Bob Young Jr., Or Bob Carr, or whoever, we must replace Debbie with a Republican. It has to be a Republican. So, folks, please, give money to Bob Young, Bob Carr. Help them out. Talk them up. Do your homework on that. Don't take my word for it. Look at Bob Young and Bob Carr and make a choice, right?
I'm trying to get Pensler on.
Who's this Pensler guy?
Oh, he's a big financier, but he's a Republican, and he's almost self-funding his campaign. He might be a Trump-like figure himself. But he might also be more liberal than Bob Young. We won't know until he comes on the air and talks to us. I'm working on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still at this point. Best bet is Bob Young. I like Bob Carr too, but you know, I'm thinking at this point Bob Carr is the guy. You know, we'll see you during the if there's debates and there's plenty of time to do our homework. But until then, well, let's take a quick break, Derek. And when we come back, I don't know if he's even listening to me, Derek. All right, so we won't talk.
I'll go over and knock on the window.
That's all right. We can keep. I've got all the information we need, right? So we can just keep plugging along.
If you know, in lieu of a break, you know, the thing with Mick Mulvaney finding out something about the CPFB or whatever the heck it is.
CPB?
Yeah, that one. I mean, now you got this thing with this Bernie Orr, and this guy was an FBI agent. Now he's been demoted. And it turns out it's because he was involved with the Fusion GPS.
Yeah.
And so now all of a sudden this guy is suddenly demoted. And you look back and I wonder, was this guy somebody who was muscling in to become a director or something of the FBI?
Oh, I'm sure.
And trying to tie his wagon to the Clintons?
Sure.
And now he's getting burned? Now the question is, who's burning these people? Is Jeff Sessions really doing something in the background that we're not advertising?
He could be. You know, and
I'd like
that's
to
why
think so.
I always kind of, before I retweet or something, I think about Jeff Sessions and I say, you know, is he actually doing something behind the scenes? Now,
yes.
we know there's been huge numbers of MS-13 gang members arrested and deported and jailed. A lot of pedophilia. You don't see any of this in the news.
Yeah.
Thousands of pedophilic-related crimes are now being prosecuted. People have been arrested for it. And it's about bloody time that we're taking care of this nonsense. Because, you know, there's no room.
That, you will get Democrats.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's across the board. I don't like the fact that these crazy people are picking on kids. You know, that's absolutely disturbing to me. But, Derek, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more about the FBI. Mm. We'll see you all on the other side of the break.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
When your major home appliance stops working, do you want to fix it? No. You want someone who knows what they're doing, and that's not you. It's MasterTech. Bill and Joe Henderson at MasterTech have been taking care of people in Ann Arbor and Southeast Michigan for over 30 years. They've been to my house many times and always solved the problem. They do both residential and commercial work and treat their customers and employees like family. Their technicians are friendly, knowledgeable, and on time. Stop by at 1919 Federal Boulevard in Ann Arbor off Stadium by the post office. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5 p.m. and even on Saturday from 9 to 2. Or call 734-662-0641. That's 734-662-0641. You can also visit their website at mastertechappliance.com. That's mastertechappliance.com. And tell Bill Linda says hi.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to The Drift. And joining me in studio, it's Ed Bondarenka.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, so that song, right, it's getting kind of popular now. We played that originally probably back in June or May.
Okay. Yeah.
Long before it hit Channel 2 and Fox 2 and whatever. I laughed when I saw it on Fox 2. I'm
well,
like,
that's
hey,
because
man,
you are a music programmer besides a news programmer. You are a music programmer.
I am no music programmer. I know what I like. Put it that
way. Good taste.
Well, thank you.
And music.
Thanks, dude. That's a backhanded compliment, right?
No. I'm sure you have good taste in other things.
Food, liquor, women.
Show co-hosts.
There you go. All right, let's take care of a little business. J&M Landscaping, LLC, Tree Division. You see the snow, the ice is coming. You want to get those trees down, folks. 248-640-7029. Give Jason a call. 248-640-7029. Get your trees trimmed, get them cut down, do whatever you got to do. He also does landscaping. I think he might even do some snow removal this time of year. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'll have to call him up and ask him. But there's a 20% off first-time customer coupon in the current, C-O-U-R-A-N-T-Online.com, currentonline.com. And you can get coupons for any of our customers right out of there. So if you're not going to the currentonline.com, please do so. Because not everyone's lucky enough to get the printed edition that we put out.
Yes. I mean, I feel sorry for them, but that's why we do the online.
It's online for free, right? Yep. 24,000 copies only makes so many people happy. So,
And a few upset.
And if you, you'll get the occasional one or two, right?
Please take me off your mailing list.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Yeah, liberals.
Yeah,
absolutely. 248-640-7029. Give Jason a call and get your trees trimmed. Okay, so we're talking, before we get into the FBI thing, there was something else I wanted to talk about, too, because it didn't get, it's going to take a long time before we get, that's a long story. We'll save that for the second half of the show. Something that got almost no news coverage this week, the Islamic attack that was thwarted in Great Britain. Did you hear about it?
No.
No. Isn't that amazing? So MI5 and the British police authorities, there was two Muslims, Islamists, who were planning to bomb number 10 Downing Street and use knives to kill anyone who made
escape
it out.
The bomb.
Yes. Thwarted. ABC News, church mice, right?
Nothing. Where did you hear this?
It's out there.
Your contacts in MI5 give you this?
The media just rampantly avoided talking about anything Islamic.
Did Theresa May tweet this?
No. International news, but the American media slanted it. Oh, gosh forbid, we can't have any more bad news about Islamists, right? It's all about Donald Trump and Jerusalem this week. He's the bad guy because...
Oh, that's why they were going to do it, because we're moving our embassy.
No, I think
it was Trump's fault.
I think it was planned before that. But yes, they're going to blame him for that, right? Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah, well, it's funny how the Democrats became communists and the establishment Republicans became Democrats, right? Socialists. Yeah, so it's that Overton window of acceptability moved so far to the left. And I think I talked about this way back during the election. You know, Donald Trump did this country, had he even not been elected, he did this country the biggest favor in the world by taking that window of acceptability in this country and shifting it back to the right. Mm-hmm. If it weren't for him, none of this immigration stuff would have hit. None of this funding the military would have happened. All these things, all the immigration issues, all thank you to Donald Trump. It's that simple.
Yeah. Gary, did you watch him speak last night? I couldn't turn it off. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What other president talks like that? I just couldn't turn it off. I was just glued. And this is a guy that I did not want to see get nominated. And I'm just so through. And I hear so many people say, oh, man, I didn't want him. Cruz was my guy. I mean, I hear that all the time. And they're like, absolutely thrilled he won. You?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, great call, Gary. We'll talk to you hopefully next week as well. So we'll see all of you on the other side of the break.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. The Mississippi Civil Rights Museum has opened its doors. President Trump was there to mark the occasion, and he called on all Americans to follow the example of those enshrined there.
We want our country to be a place where every child from every background can grow up free from fear, innocent of hatred, and surrounded by love, opportunity, and hope.
Georgia Democratic Congressman John Lewis, a veteran of the civil rights marches, did not attend today's ceremonies in protest of the president. Israeli aircraft score a hit against Hamas.
Two Palestinians were killed in those airstrikes. Those airstrikes were in retaliation for rockets that were fired from Gaza into Israel. Israeli military says it was targeting Hamas weapons-making facilities, a weapons warehouse, as well as a military compound.
Fox's David Lee Miller, Fox News, we report, you decide.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
When I got into my room, there were happy faces welcoming me. The PT people there peeked around the door the next morning and said, "You're going to walk with us." And I said, "Oh, no, I can't." But I did. They don't push you. They lead you very kindly. And the next thing you know, you're doing it. They have a wonderful attitude.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I am a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
The Drift.
Wait a minute. I want to hear this.
I know. It's a great tune. That's Bill Withers, right? I think it's Bill Withers.
Yeah.
It is sometimes. All right. Let's take care of a little business. Burroughs Roadhouse. I got a New Year's Eve party coming up, comedy show, dinner package. December 10th, which is tomorrow, and the 17th, they have Santa's Sunday brunch, seating at 9:30.
Make the most of it.
Yeah. 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. includes a free photo with Santa for the kids. They got a carving station, salads, fruits, breakfast, desserts, and more. Adults, $23. Seniors, $19. $19.95. And kids, 7 to 14, $14.95. 6 and under, free.
How can you argue with that?
You can't.
Take advantage of it.
It's a great place. Good food, good drinks, great atmosphere. So you want to take the kids to a Sunday brunch and see the Santa, do the whole holiday thing tomorrow, Sunday, and then the following Sunday, the 17th and the 10th. So
it's a destination, which means like you drive a distance to take advantage of the atmosphere.
That's a great, yeah. And it's a great area, too. West Brighton's very nice. 810-227-6000. Call and make reservations. That's 810-227-6000. Burroughs-Roadhouse.com. Good place. All right, so we were talking FBI, so we're going to go back to the FBI. And Christopher Wray is the new FBI director. And this is what irritates me, because you know what? I don't care if you're the FBI director. I don't care if you're the president. I don't care if you're a congressman. You work for us!
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple, sir. And so I expect answers, and I expect my congressmen to be given answers when they are asking questions, right? So, Derek, do you have track three ready? This is Congressman Gaetz, who's grilling the FBI director, Christopher Wray, in the hearings. And there was some great stuff from Trey Gowdy, some great stuff from Jim Jordan.
Heard that.
But everyone's heard this. I don't know if anyone's heard Gaetz go after it here. And this guy's an up-and-comer, too, I think. Go ahead and play track three. It's kind of long, but listen to it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You said that your safe space is to follow the rules. Were the rules followed in the Hillary Clinton investigation?
That's something that's being investigated right now by the outside inspector general. I'm very much looking forward to seeing what he finds on that.
Yeah, you and me both. Did she get special treatment?
Well, again, I think when you ask about special treatment, I interpret that, and I may not be correctly interpreting your question, in which case I'm sure you'll tell me. But I take that to be a question about whether or not the handling of that investigation was tainted in some way by improper political considerations, and that's exactly what the Inspector General is going to tell us.
So I sent you a letter asking you to tell us whether or not Hillary Clinton got special treatment. And your office's answer was that you had provided in a classified setting. Why don't the American people deserve to know whether or not Hillary Clinton got special treatment?
Well, I think the reference to classified information went to the other part of your letter, which has to do with the dossier issues. But on the first part, on this question of special treatment, what I would tell you, because I think this is one of the questions in your letter, is that we do not have at the FBI some double standard of special, not special. There's no formal term special. Special, as best I can tell.
So it's an informal term.
It's an informal term.
Yeah, you could see how that informally designating something as special signifies a double standard, right?
I can see how the term special could be misunderstood. I will tell you that.
Well, let me go to the dossier because I have limited time, Mr. Director. So on the dossier, did the FBI pay for a dossier on the president?
Questions about the dossier are something that are better taken up in separate settings.
Look, don't the American people deserve to know whether taxpayer money was used to buy a dossier that was curated by a political party to discredit the president of the United States before and after his election?
As I said, I understand the basis for the question, but I would tell you that questions on that subject are something that we're having lots and lots of interaction with multiple congressional committees and their staffs on in a classified setting.
Did Bob Mueller recruit people to his probe that had a bias against the president?
I can't speak to how Director Mueller staffed or recruited for his team.
It seems like a hell of a coincidence. I mean, we've got Mr. Strzok, who's clearly got a bias. That's why he was reassigned. He's at the center of a lot of the development of facts. You got Mr. Weissman, who's praising people who are defying the president. And then you have law firms that are overwhelmingly donating to the Obama campaign and the Clinton campaign that serve up the humans that are in that investigation. So you can't say with certainty that bias against the president wasn't a factor that brought people into the Mueller probe, can you?
As I said, I'm not going to weigh in on Director Mueller's staffing of his own team.
So we don't know whether Mr. Mueller recruited people as a consequence of their bias. We don't know whether Hillary Clinton was treated as special. We don't know whether the FBI used taxpayer money to go and buy a dossier to discredit the president.
Now, all right. So
that was pretty good.
Yeah. Here's the thing. We know who wrote the dossier, so you're not giving up anything secret. You're not exposing anybody. It was this MI5, ex-MI5 piece of garbage who put this piece of crap together and called it a dossier on Trump, right? Mm-hmm. And it was, I think, originally started by a Republican group. The Democrats picked it up, and then the FBI picked it up, right?
Yeah, but it was based on Russian intelligence that was given to the MI5 agents. So if you're talking about Russian influence on elections—
It's through the Democrats.
Yeah.
Well, and the establishment Republican, mm-hmm. whatever. But once we all know this. Everybody knows. It's already been out there and leaked that the FBI was paying for this dossier. And yet this guy, who is the director, doesn't want to tell the American people. He wants to go back into a setting, a classified setting, to discuss it. Sir, you get paid by us, the American people. Tell us right now the facts that we want to know. This is as unjust and aggravating to me as anything I've ever seen when a piece of garbage like that getting paid by us won't tell us what we want to know.
Counterpoint. Pollyanna here. I heard him say some things about there are a lot and there's lots and lots of interaction. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. I'd like to think that. I'd like to think that they're wondering how they can do this without bringing down the whole FBI. You know, how they can clean house, guarantee that the house is cleaned, Trump administration's happy, and yet we haven't destroyed the good people in the FBI. I'd like to think that.
I would assume that much of the special agents, the rank and file, are just guys doing their job, right? They mm-hmm. love their country. They took an oath. They're doing their job. It's the appointees. That's where you start with.
Yeah.
Get rid of all the appointees. You're out of here. Goodbye.
Yep.
Take your severance package or whatever the heck it is. You're out. Goodbye. That's the end of it. Because they were appointed by Obama, and they should be gone now. They should all be gone. Get rid of all of them. McCabe, Rosenstein, all of them. They should all be gone. And Mueller, out, buddy. Sorry. Because you know what? If you're looking for Russian collusion, you got it sitting in front of you with Hillary Clinton, and you're not doing anything about it.
Yeah. You don't have to look that far.
Yeah.
So you heard what Trey Gowdy was saying about, you know, floor fight and subpoenas and contempt of Congress. And, man, I know I've watched movies and TV shows where the FBI guy says, you know, we got to go before Congress. Our budget's coming up. You know, and it's like they don't have that fear anymore. It used to be Congress was very responsive to Congress. FBI was very responsive to Congress. Yeah, because they knew that their budgeting was controlled. Well, we've had 8 years of no budgeting being controlled. There was no budget for 8 years under Obama. Everything's continuing resolution, continuing CR. And so these guys keep getting funding, and there's no oversight. Now all of a sudden Congress says, hey, we have this thing we're really supposed to do called oversight. And FBI's going, how's that work? We're not familiar with that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? Then Paul Ryan should be saying right now, we've given you subpoenas. We've asked you for information. Right now, your budget's going to be cut 50%. Get ready to get rid of a bunch of people, and we're going to start with you administrators and you appointees right out the door because you're not giving the information that we've demanded of you.
Yep.
We should never have to subpoena the FBI or the DOJ for information. Give us the information right now. If it's classified, we'll look at it, and if we think it's secret and somebody may be exposed or somebody could get hurt, then we'll keep it classified. If not, the American people deserve to know. Yeah. All of us.
And if this Peter Strzok, I mean, the guy was having an extramarital affair with a coworker, right?
Yeah.
Now, who knows what was in the text? We don't know what was in the text. That's part of what they can't get out of the FBI right now. How did these texts come to the awareness? How did we find out about this? How did the Congress find out about it? Why is Strzok being asked to step down now all of a sudden? Same as this Orr guy who's been slapped back. You know, there's something in the wind here. There's something going on. And it may be something similar to what Ray was just talking about, the stuff that, you know, we're having lots and lots of talks and discussions. I mean, they may be cleaning house, and it could be Jeff Sessions pushing it.
Yeah,
it's his agency.
Yeah, I would hope.
Department of Justice. It's his agency. Come on, sir.
Yeah. Well, what bothers me is that you've still got guys like Rosenstein and McCabe running things. And these guys are as guilty as anything. They knew about the Uranium One scandal, did absolutely nothing about it.
Yep.
And why are we having to beg them for information? Give us the information. You're our employee. You work for us. Give it to us or you're not going to work for us anymore. That's the end of it. Our elected representatives and senators ask for that information. Give it to them. Give it to them right now.
And unless national security is
Or, you know, we could expose somebody. But other than then our senators and our congressmen should be releasing that to us.
Yeah.
Unless somebody's life is in danger or you could expose one of our spies or something like that, then I can understand. But give us the information. You all work for us, not the opposite way around.
You know, and look at Judicial Watch. The FBI has been stonewalling Judicial Watch on FOIA requests, Freedom of Information requests, right?
Yep.
But Judicial Watch has been getting a lot of stuff out to the open that even Congress hasn't been able to do. I mean, there's stuff going on. We need to clear this up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, while we got some time, so let's move on to another fake news story, right? You saw this one. More garbage from CNN. They must be doing it on purpose. Yeah. You cannot have this many accidents. Statistically speaking, you can't be that stupid, right? So they must literally think, we're so desperate, we're going to try and get away with this. There's just no other thing. Derek, you got track four ready? All right, this is talking about the latest information from Donald Trump Jr. They were trying to pin him on being more collusion with Russia. Go ahead and play that.
Morale must be low at CNN today as they were caught spreading fake news yet again. Yes, CNN cracked the bed on another Russia story. The outlet botched reporting on an offer of WikiLeaks documents made to Don Jr. The original report states that Don Jr. got an exclusive offer for access to WikiLeaks DNC documents. Conflicting reports subsequently show Don Jr. got emails about the documents after they were already publicly available. CNN aired the false story extensively and touted it as the first piece of evidence the Trump campaign had a heads up prior to the public about documents stolen from Democrats. The CNN report also implied that the sender of the email, Mike Erickson, was possibly a Russian agent going by an assumed name. Erickson appears not to be a super secret Kremlin agent after all. He was identified as the president of an aviation management company. CNN later trotted the reporter on the story, Manu Raju, out in front of the camera to apologize to America for botching the story.
We now learn that this email was on September 14th. So that is 10 days later than what we originally reported earlier today. And this is appears to change the understanding of this story.
All we have to say for CNN is, ouch.
I mean, come on. How can a company single-handedly reduce itself to the lowest of lows? I mean, CNN's reputation is in the garbage. No, it's the fake news channel.
Yeah. I mean,
it's no better than The Onion, right?
Yeah, that's good.
And not as funny, obviously. You might as well, if you're going to, just go Comedy Channel.
Yeah.
You know, just go Comedy Channel.
Well, that's where Colbert got his start. So you're on to something.
Exactly. I've had so much of this fake news garbage. It just boggles my mind. One other thing I wanted to get to today, we can get off and change gears here. I want to go back to the Jerusalem issue, right? So Trump, and God love him, as Gary from Hazel Park said, he's fulfilling campaign promises. Like him or not, love him or hate him, he's doing what he said he was going to do. And they played earlier today on the news, like six or seven of the last presidents who all said, we're going to move, we're going to recognize and move the embassy to Jerusalem, which is the capital of Israel, right?
Yeah.
Barack Obama said it. George Bush, Bill Clinton, first George Bush, they all said it. Never did it. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they're liars. They're politicians. They didn't have the guts to stand up to what they wanted to do. And here's the fact, right? The fact is, it is Israel's capital.
Yeah. It's just a recognition
of reality. For 70 years, and if you want to talk about the Jewish people as a whole, for thousands of years it's been the capital for the Jewish people. But for 70 years that Israel's been functional.
No, you got to go back to 67 where I don't think their capital was there before the 67 war.
They said – it doesn't matter.
But, I know. I did read 70 somewhere.
Yeah,
I think,
So it's – but it is. The fact is it is the capital.
Mm-hmm.
And even our own Fox 2 News here in Detroit said Donald Trump named it the capital. He didn't name it the capital. It is the capital, you moron. We just recognized it. And all these gutless Western European countries that are scared. Oh, you're going to cause more trouble in the Middle East. Really?
How much more trouble can you cause?
The Middle East has been just a garbage pit forever. These people are fighting and killing each other for thousands of years. It's got nothing to do whether Donald Trump recognizes Israel Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Yeah.
He's just saying it's a fact. Yeah, it's a fact. We're going to go ahead and do it. Oh, I understand there's some money issues and everything else. But you know what? A fact is a fact. It's their capital. And so the Palestinians are doing 3 days of rage. There was a great meme on Twitter today. A Palestinian burning stuff and looking, and another guy goes, how's this different than any other day?
Yeah.
You know, you people are enraged all the time. And let's always remember, there never was a Palestinian state prior to the Israeli wars anyways. It's fictitious. It's just made up. There never was a Palestinian state.
Actually, Jordan was supposed to, if I recall right, Jordan was supposed to be the Palestinian state under the agreement.
So then it would have been in Jordan.
Yeah.
Right.
But they didn't want to play that game. They wanted to attack Israel and try and crash it, and it didn't work out so well for them.
Then they tried to take some more in 67.
It didn't work out so well. Yeah.
So, you know, I
see a bigger hand in this.
Well, here's the thing, though. When people say he's going to make – this is not a peace move. Yes, it is a peace move because you know what it tells? It tells the Arab world, we've had enough of your garbage. This one's off the table.
Yeah.
This is off the table. We're strong. We're with Israel. If you want to come to the table and talk peace, we're going to talk peace. But the facts are the facts. This is where the line is drawn in the sand. This is Israel. And if you can't accept that Israel lives there, well, then that's – move on.
Well, that's what Trump said. He says it's about time. You know, the failed methods of the past, why carry them forward? Yeah, it hasn't done any good.
Right.
Let's just get this off the table.
That's right. You cannot deal with Muslims. And you go ahead, Gary, you're painting a broad brush. You cannot deal with Islamists. You can't deal with Islamists from a weak hand. And that's what the Western Europeans have done. That's what the UN has done. That's what America has done for decades. And it doesn't work because you know what? They only understand there's a book called The Hajj, H-A-J.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the author. I've got it lying around. I think I actually loaned it to somebody. I said, if you want to understand the mentality of the Muslims in the Middle East, read that book. It's an excellent book, and talks about a Muslim guy and an Israeli guy during that whole formation of Israel and their relationship, their personal relationship through the process of the war and everything. What a great book. You'll read it and go, wow, I had no idea. But it gives you a fundamental understanding of a Muslim family, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the sons to the father to the cousins to the uncles to the whole nine. There's a whole very odd
dynamic.
Set there. Dynamic, yes. And when you read that book, you'll get a very clear understanding of it. And once you read that and understand where their thinking lies, everything makes sense. It really does. So you have to approach that, you know, this is no different than dealing with China. You have to deal with people from a position of strength. Otherwise, well
we do the same with our allies.
Yes.
You know, yeah. I mean, we just from a position of strength.
Yeah. And God bless Donald Trump. It's the art of the deal, right? Mm-hmm. He knows I'm going to go in with a strong hand. If I don't have a strong hand, what's the point? I'm not going to get a very good negotiation out of it.
Yep.
Right? Let's take a call from Ken in Livonia. Ken, welcome to the show.
Since our first – well, actually, our second president, Thomas Jefferson, our first Pentecostal president, I should say. But, you know, in his dealings with the – I'm sorry. I couldn't avoid that, Ken. Since his dealings with Islam terrorists in the Barbary Coast, yeah, that's where we've been as a country.
Yeah. I've read the Quran, and I would encourage people to read it because once you read it, you will understand that there's no room. There's no tolerance there. There really isn't. I mean, if these moderate Ken that we always hear people talking about, if there are reformed Muslims who are not following the Quran, they're following some modified code of the Quran or some modified version, I don't know. I've never seen that. But if there is, then modify it and go through some kind of reformation. I don't know. But the Quran, as it is written, wants the Muslim Islam, and that's it. There is no room for Christianity, atheists, or anybody else.
Submission. That's
it's submission.
Title.
That's exactly right. Yeah, they're practicing taqiyya, right? That's what we call it. There's another name too, but taqiyya, basically, right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, great call, Ken. I appreciate it. We got another call that we got to squeeze in here. Take care.
Talk to you later, Ken.
And let's talk to Walter from Belleville. Walter, welcome to the show.
Seatbelts, seatbelts.
Now, Ken's no. Why do you aggravate
Walter,
Ken like
why
that?
Do you want to start stuff like that, Walter? You know, Walter, when I was watching him speak last night, I was thinking, here's a guy that talks like I do. This is a guy that makes mistakes when he speaks. Guy who's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Only he doesn't think that. He just keeps talking.
Just keeps going. Well, Walter, let me ask you, because I think you still drive truck, right? And so you're out and about, and you're hitting the factories and the shops and whatnot. Are you seeing any change from these union guys that were anti-Trump before the election? Are they seeing anything now that has changed their mind? Is it swinging at all?
You know, Walter, I saw something where CNN and New York Times both said, you know something? At least Trump is doing what he said he would do, and you've got to give him that. I thought, wow, I got to wake up.
Yeah. Quick. All right, Walter, thanks for the call, man. See you next week. All right, until next Saturday.
See everybody else next week.
We'll see everyone next week.
Don't tell anybody you're not going to be here. I want them to tune in.
All right, we'll see you all next week. Take care.